Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're here live in Davie for George Ferocious Kambosos' training camp as he is winding down the days until he is fighting for the undisputed championship of the world.
And you.
George, it's almost like 2 years ago since the first time we spoke, almost to the week. And you told me that, you know, by that time, like, you were going to be in this position. You even had a pandemic mixed in, so I'll give you a couple months. But, like, you nailed this, man. You saw the vision, and here you are. You're about to fight for the undisputed championship of the world. That's got to feel unbelievable.
Look, one thing about myself is when I have that vision and I manifest something, I see it. I see it clearly. And very few athletes in the world have it, but I have that. I know for a fact I have it. You know, it's here. I said it to you. I said it to you 2 years ago. I said it when I met the kid, Lopez, and we took a photo and I put it out on Twitter saying it's a future mega fight. Well, it's a mega fight now. I got that vision. And again, the vision of me knocking this guy out, pinpoint shot, bang, shocking the whole stadium, shocking the world. And then the beautiful belts, I've seen it already. It's going to happen. I'm telling you now.
How has it been for you, just the idea that you're going to have this whole big event in Marlins Park, Miami, a city that you've trained in for a couple of years, you know, just down the road, and it's going to be in this big old ballpark, you know, for the whole world to see. Like, did you imagine, like, when the whole thing was going to happen like this, that it was going to happen on this grand a stage?
Look, things happen for a reason, man. Sometimes the stars align and, you know, destiny just takes its course. You know, who would have thought? I knew I was going to fight for the Undisputed Championship. I knew I was going to be in this position, but who would have thought here at home? This is my home. It's not his home. It used to be his home. He talks about Brooklyn, but we know he's not from Brooklyn. Everyone knows that. Maybe the people that don't know properly.
You would think he would sell it more that he's from down here.
But he should be selling it from here.
Yeah.
But again, he's not even really from here too, because he left. He's in Vegas now. Once I beat him, who knows where he's going to end up. He might want to dig a hole and go somewhere in China or something, because he's not going to want to be seen. He's a traveling gypsy. But I'm representing where I'm from, Sydney, Australia, my Greek people, and obviously I'm representing Davie right here. I'm from here. I've been training here. This is my hometown. You're coming to me.
You guys have been very vocal with each other in the lead up to this. You know, a couple days ago, the Zoom media, that he says that he plans on putting you on a stretcher, that he wants, that he has bad intentions with this. What is your reaction to some of the talk that he's had before?
Yeah, look, no problem. I'm prepared for whatever way it's got to go. You know what I mean? Is he prepared to be put in a body bag? Is he ready to go and find himself? Because I know when he's been in situations and he's been put down in sparring sessions, he's quit. He's left. He's taken his gym bag and gone. He's come back. And all of a sudden he's got his ass beat again in them sparring sessions. Again, he's gone. So he's a quitter. Once you quit once, you quit again and again and again. And I got some cool footage. And I'm gonna show it when we do our big media day today. I'm going to show it of him getting put down again. He's got a glass jaw. I'm telling you now, no one has hit him clean. But I plan on hitting him very clean, June 19th.
Does training camp for a championship, does it feel different? Like, the idea that you are fighting with so much on the line, big stakes. Do you get up earlier? Are you running harder? I know you're very, very diligent with your workouts. You're very detailed. Did you feel yourself cranking it up at all? Did you feel yourself having to hone it back at all? How has it been training for everything on the line? Is it different?
Look, this has been the best camp of my life. You know, after the Selby fight, we went into a full scientific strength conditioning plan with my team in Australia, Ethos Performance. I'm bigger and stronger than ever. You know, more muscle in my body, but faster and sharper than ever. So we've been putting the work straight after my biggest win against Selby when I became number one. But as soon as we got into camp 2 months ago here, you know, it's been go. I haven't had to try to build up. I've already been ready. You know, we went straight into sparring. I got two good sparring partners, big guys, strong guys. You know, give me great work. And everything has been pinpoint, you know, structured to a T. And I feel great. You know, one thing I have really done is got the right recovery. You know, right sparring partners, you know, right treatments. Everything has been perfect. The right team. I've been able to bring people here as well. I've been able to bring, you know, my Australian coach to be in sync with my lead coach, Javier Centeno. I've been able to have my father here, you know, so I spent a lot of money to have the right camp, and it's perfect, man. I tell you, I'm ready to fight right now.
Speaking of the money, this fight shook up the boxing world a little bit because it was, you know, the money made a lot of headlines. Like, you guys are on Triller. What did you think of that whirlwind? The whole thing that happened, where it's like you're going to be on this new network that's, you know, kind of a renegade. It's going to shake up the boxing sport. How did you, I guess, interpret all that when this was unfolding?
Well, first thing I said to my manager, Peter Kahn, who obviously has a lot to do with Triller, I said, Pete, are the four belts plus the ring magazine on the line? Are they on the line? Yes, they're on the line. Okay, that's all I need to know. I don't need to know anything else. I'm coming to camp ASAP, and I'm taking this kid's belts. That's all I care about. He cares about the money. He cares about his entrance. He cares about being a showman. He cares about the problems he has with Top Rank. He cares about who's he going to fight at 140, who's he going to fight at 135. He's got all these different visions, but tunnel vision. What he's got and his belts. That's what I'm coming for.
So you're glad that you feel like a little bit of a sense that he's kind of overlooking you already, like that.
No, I don't think I don't think he's overlooking. I think he's just got a lot going on. I think he's a lot of distractions, but you know, I think he's trying to talk other things because he knows what he's coming up against. I saw it in his eyes. The guy fears me. I know you saw it in these eyes. I'm coming for you, boy. So you know, he's trying to distract himself to forget about me, and then hopefully it comes quick and he tries to get the business done, but it ain't gonna be like that.
Do you know what the what is it, was it like back home, like what's in Australia, like do you know what people are planning, you know, watch parties, just the feedback that you're getting? That
huge.
That you're one of our own is fighting for the world championship again.
Massive. Absolutely huge. You know, I got a lot of support down under, a lot of support in Greece, a lot of support around the world. It's massive. It's going to be on pay-per-view, main event TV over there. And you know, thousands of people are going to be watching it. You know, they're going to be all supporting me. If not the millions, they're going to be watching this fight. So it's going to be a great victory. When we pull this off and win this fight and bring all them belts back home, that's going to be massive. Something special. This could go down as the biggest sporting achievement for an Australian fighter, for an Australian athlete ever.
You honed a lot of your craft sparring with Manny Pacquiao many, many, many rounds. He is he's coming back. He's fighting Errol Spence. What do you think about a 42-year-old? I mean, he is dynamic, and he is an absolute badass and a legend. What do you think about somebody at that age, 42 years old, coming back and fighting, you know, one of the current welterweight champions of the world? Like, do you think he is crazy, or do you think he can do this?
Manny is a legend, and when he puts his mind to something, a bit like myself, when we put your mind to something, you know, you got to achieve it. And I know the way he trains, I know the way he prepares. He's going to prepare unbelievable for this fight. And I believe he can shock the world. If there's one guy that can do it at his age, it's Manny Pacquiao. So I'm supporting him. I know he's supporting me in my fight. And, you know, we're going to have a great 2021.
And just you see Teofimo, you know, the lead up, the battle and all that stuff. But in the ring, what do you think that you have that will get to him? What do you think that you have that is going to be the special thing that really is the difference in this fight?
Everything. From my speed to my power. He's going to be shocked by how hard I hit. He thinks I ain't got no pop, but you'll see. Everything, man. How defensively good I am. How sharp I am. How good I move. You know, but my heart, my willpower to win this fight is going to be a big difference. I'm coming.
George Frost Cambosis, he's going to be fighting at Lone Depot Park June 19th. Get your tickets now or buy it on Triller. It's going to be a hell of a show. Hey, all of the congratulations to you, man. I know that you've been working your ass off for this, and you deserve it. And all the best to you, man.
Appreciate it, man. Get there. It's going to be a hell of a fight, and you will see the new undisputed champion of the world, Cambosis.